This is Jeff Billard, and you're listening to the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
The following episode of Bells in the Bat-Free was first released June 10th, 2010. It begins with a promotion that is no longer valid, since it was made obsolete with streaming entertainment, like the entertainment you find on the Mutual Audio Network. But I thought I would leave the announcement in for its historical significance.
Hold it. Stop the music. We need to play something here before the show starts that's very important.
What could be more important than the show, Mr. Bell?
Well,
unless it's a commercial.
Well, it's sort of like a commercial, Brad.
Okay, is it trying to make people do something?
Yes.
Is it some action they have to take?
Yes.
Will it probably cost them money?
Yes.
Is it going to make us money?
No.
And it's not a commercial.
Okay, but it's very important. Let's listen.
They serve so we can be free.
Hold it. That's your voice, Mr. Bell.
Yes, this is something I'm participating in.
But it's not going to make you any money.
Brad, there's more to life than making money. Brad? Oh, he's hyperventilating again. The paper bag, Brad. Breathe into the paper bag. There you go. Now calm down. Relax. Let's listen to the rest of the message.
We have to.
For the men and women of the coalition forces serving overseas.
Just living day to day can be draining.
An email, letter, or package from home can be a wonderful escape for a serviceman or woman
who is living with constant danger just outside the barracks doors.
That's why the member producers of AudioDramaTalk.com are banding together to send our servicemen and women
an MP3 CD loaded with hours of great audio.
It's not much,
but it's a small token of our appreciation for their sacrifice. This is Greg Taylor of Dakota Ring Theater.
Hey, they got some classy people for this.
This is John Bell of Bells in the Bat-Free.
And then there's you.
Shh. This is Fred Greenhalgh of Final Rune Productions.
This is Julie Hoverson of 19 Nocturne Boulevard and Reality Productions.
This is Jack Ward of the Sonic Society and Electric Vicuna Productions.
This is Paul Mannering of Broken Sea Audio Productions.
This is Jeffrey Adams of the Icebox Radio Theater, asking you to please help us finance the Sounds for Soldiers campaign.
At sounds4soldiers.org.
Why didn't you just say org?
Org.
Instead of O-R-G, org.
Just can it, Brad.
It should have been org.
If you say org one more time, I'm going to dope slap you.
Org. Org.
A small tax-deductible donation can help us band together
and send a thank you to the men and women
that banded together to protect our freedom nearly a decade ago.
And for all of us, thank you.
Now, aren't you sorry that you interrupted that important message?
Gee, that's a really good idea that people are doing that, Mr. Bell. And you got involved?
Yes, I did.
They said to you, can you help us voice this commercial?
Yes, they did.
In lieu of contributing some of your lousy shows?
Yes, they did. Hey!
Commercial's over! Start the show!
Why, you oughta...
Hello, everybody. This is Mr. Wizard in one of the fine Reno, Nevada casinos to demonstrate the laws of averages. That's what gambling is. You're playing the odds. For instance, I have here a slot machine. It's a dollar slot, which means every time you play it, you have to put in a dollar. I have estimated, both by personal calculations and by observing the television commercials that casinos run, where everybody seems to be happily running around with huge loads of $10 bills clutched in their fists, that you win, on the average, one out of every two tries. Therefore, let's try it once. We put in the dollar and pull the handle. And nothing happened. Well, get ready to win now, because this is try number two. Put in my dollar, pull the handle, and I don't win again. Well, obviously, it's a progressive machine, which means that I'll win even more on my third try. So let's put in my dollar, pull the handle, and it still is zilch. So apparently this machine needs a little coercing. So let's give it a gentle nudge and put another dollar in. And we'd better win this time, or lemons! Don't give me lemons, I need money! All right, you stupid machine, let me nudge you with this fire axe. Here it... I'm busy right here.
Do not resist.
What?
Come with us, sir.
Come with us, sir.
Where are we going?
Right,
no,
sir.
But I can win. I know I can.
Well, everybody, we finally made it into beautiful downtown Reno. What's everybody's plans?
Brad and I are going to go to the casino.
Now, Ernie says he's got a surefire way to win at...
Ixnay.
Yes, to win at... Ixnay.
What's Ixnay?
It's an old
German saying.
Indian term that means goodwill.
Yeah, goodwill.
Oh, nice. Well, I don't think I'll go gambling. I think that's too dangerous. I'm going to go to some of the convention centers that are in the casinos, take my microphone, and see if I can get an interesting interview.
Yes.
Interview.
Yeah,
that would
be very exciting.
Yeah,
that's,
yes.
That's
very.
The word, yes.
See you later, Mr. Bell.
Well, I'll just gather up my microphone, my recording device, and head out and find out what kind of adventures I can discover that are interesting. Gee, I am kind of pathetic, aren't I? Well, here I am in a big, beautiful casino that has a convention center. I'm walking through the gaming floor now, and say, that's a roulette table. I've seen those on TV. There's, I think, what they call a high roller, and he's about to make a big bet. Hmm. Let's listen in.
I'm going to put everything I've got on red.
Ooh, that's a big gamble. Guy looks pretty nervous. Maybe I can help.
Oh boy.
Sir.
What?
Ixnay.
Ixnay?
Ixnay, sir.
You sure?
Ixnay.
Okay, I'll put it all in black instead.
It's always nice to know that you've wished somebody goodwill. All right, here's the convention center. Let me go in here and see exactly what's going on.
Wowee, Brad! Here we are in the heart of Reno's casino round!
Yeah, fine, sure. Now, you said you can help me win in the casinos, right?
Yes, Brad, I have the technology. I also have the quarter.
The quarter?
This may look like an ordinary quarter, Brad. You know why?
Because it is an ordinary quarter?
Well, yes, it is an ordinary quarter, but I have drilled a hole in it, and I have placed inside this quarter several million nanorobots.
What?
Robots.
One more time.
Robots.
Oh, I got that part. That's the first part I didn't get.
What? Nano?
Yeah, what is that? Banano?
Nano.
Nano split?
Nano.
Hannah Montana Nano?
No, Nano. N-A-N-O.
N-A.
N-O.
Well, if it's wrong, you don't have to spell it out for me.
Look, it's two parts.
Uh-huh.
Nano.
Uh-huh.
Now say the first part.
Nah.
No.
You said it was nah.
It is nah.
Then I'll say nah, and you say what comes after nah.
No.
Why not?
It's no.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
No. Hey, could you guys have your gibberish conversation somewhere else? Because I've already claimed this corner. Well, your Martians are coming. They're in my ears. They're getting into my nose.
All right, Arnie, just explain to me what this thing is, okay?
All right, let me see if I can explain it in terms you would understand. There is a bitsy, teeny-weeny, itty-bitty, little-bitty robot.
Oh, nanotechnology. Well, I do see movies, you know.
Well, anyway, I have been studying the electronic Keno machines.
Keno? You mean
K-E-N-O.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that again.
It's a game. You can play it electronically in the casinos.
Oh, yeah.
And I studied the inside, and I knew exactly how to get the little tiny itty-bitty
nanorobots.
The nanorobots to get inside the workings of the machine and make you win.
You mean if I put this quarter in the slot and play the Keno machine, I'll win?
Indubitably. That means yes.
Hot dog, let's go inside the casino then. Hey, what's that little girl selling over there?
Kitty Kemper cookies, get them here.
Oh, Arnie, let's get some cookies.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Brad, but we'll find out how much they are.
Hi, little girl. How much are the cookies, huh?
$2.
Just $2 for this big box?
Uh-huh.
Just $2?
Just $2.
Sounds like a deal.
Go for it.
Here you go, $2.
Thank you. Here's your box.
Oh, boy. Hey, this box is empty.
Uh-huh. You want to play again?
Let me see if I got another two.
All right, let's just go inside. Let's cut our losses and go inside.
Come again.
Excuse me, sir.
Hmm?
Excuse me.
Yes?
Can you tell me what's going on around here?
Oh, yes. This is a convention of the SSSS.
The SSS?
SSSS.
The SSSS.
Yes.
What is the SSSS?
It is the Society of Street Corner Sign Spinners.
Sign spinners?
You know how sometimes you'll be riding around and you'll see a guy or a gal standing on a street corner spinning a big sign advertising something.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Of course that's what they're doing. What'd you think they were doing?
Well, I couldn't tell because they usually spin the signs so quickly, you can't read what they say.
Then they must have been true practitioners of the sign spinning art.
Well, looking around me here, I see a lot of people spinning a lot of signs. Some successfully and...
Oops.
some not so successfully.
Well, simply stated, this is where the sign spinners assemble to assail the stage with spectacular sign spinning savvy and skill, while less seasoned novices study and soak up the sights they see, serendipitously presuming to straighten their own spinning skill sets so as to supersize their specialty and really slay and satisfy the sign spinning spectators, upon whose sanction and support their subsequent sustaining situation most assuredly swings. Hmm? They all want to find jobs.
Ah, yes, of course.
Say, we're having the finals now. Would you like to come in and be a judge?
Well, I don't know.
It'll be fine.
No, I couldn't, really.
We'll pay you.
Let's go.
All right.
Contestant number 34, Ralph Milan.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
He's very fast.
Oh, he's one of the favorites here.
He's spinning a sign that's advertising, I have no idea what that sign says.
That's good for 10 points right there.
Are people going to pay these people for taking signs out and spinning them to the point where people can't tell what they're advertising?
You got something against the arts?
No, but I just...
Contestant number 35, Arturo Wongley.
Nice form.
Very, very smooth.
Oh, it's a pizza ad. Huh? They have two for the price of one.
I'm sorry, you're disqualified.
Because we could read the sign.
Art should not be sold out.
How many contestants are there anyway?
257.
Oh, this is going to take much too long. You know what I think we ought to do?
No, but maybe we should...
Give me that microphone.
Attention, everybody. Attention. I've decided that we're going to have all the contestants on stage at the same time and have all their spinning thing and decide who is the winner.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Oh, no, this will streamline the entire thing. Everybody's getting on stage and they're starting to spin their signs.
Oh, dear.
Which are colliding with each other.
Oh, look out.
And spinning the signs out of control.
Throwing
them all over the auditorium.
Oh,
and people are screaming.
Oh, my God,
humanity. We've got to get out of here.
There's the guy. What made us do this? Get him.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
What a casino.
Yeah.
Gangway! Oh, hi, Ernie! Hi, Brad! Gangway!
So, are you ready to go to the Keno machine?
Yeah, that'd be Keno!
That's what I said!
What?
The Keno machine!
Yes, I said Keno, but not as a noun, but as an adjective.
It pays to stay in school, kids. Okay, I think they're this way. Let's go.
Right behind you.
Coming through. Oh, hi, Brad! Hi, Ernie! Pardon me, excuse me.
Popular casino.
Maybe they have a good buffet.
Okay, here are the Keno machines.
Oh, boy, what do I do?
You just take this nickel and put it in this slot.
Whoa, wait a minute. Continuity error here.
Huh?
I thought it was a quarter.
Oh, well, it was a quarter, but with all the little tiny itty-bitty nano robots in it, it shrank.
It shrank.
Besides, it's no longer a nickel because it has the nano robots in it.
Oh, well, what would you call it then?
I'm getting to that. Here's how it works. When you put the nickel in, the nano robots come out and they start noodling with the computer nodule.
Noodling, huh?
Yeah, and it's their noodling with this computer nodule that makes the machine win.
Is this where I ask you again what this nickel is called?
Yeah, this is where you ask. Go ahead.
Do I really want to?
It's worth it. Trust me. Go ahead.
Okay. What do you call this, Arnie?
I call it my Reno Casino Keno Nano Nickel Nodule Noodler.
You later. Okay, so I just put it in this slot.
That's all you do. And there goes the machine, and you win!
I win! Look, I got several $1,000!
Yeah.
This is amazing!
Isn't that really cool? It worked perfectly!
Hey, I won it, my Keno!
Arnie, why is everybody around us winning?
Apparently the tiny itchy-bitchy nano robots got out of our machine and infiltrated the other machines, too.
Arnie, every machine in the building is hitting the jackpot.
Oh, they sure are. You know what we should do right now?
Yeah, play again while they're hitting hot.
No, we gotta get out of here before...
Uh-oh. Excuse me, sir, but where's the back door to this place?
We don't have one.
Where would you like one?
Stupid joke even for this show.
Let's get out of here.
Who's going to drive?
Oh, come on, sit down. Hurry, they're closing in.
Who's closing in?
Everybody.
Start the RV.
I got to sit right down and hit the gas and hightail it out of this town.
Our dreams of winning went awry, alas.
And in handcuffs, we may soon be bound.
I saw a bunch of folks spinning signs. One little suggestion, they went out of their minds. And now it's time to leave this town behind. We're fleeing Reno. Fleeing Reno.
There might be
behind us, and you're closing in.
They all look pretty darn mad.
Oh, boy, yeah.
We're doing our panicking by singing.
What you gotta admit is pretty bad.
They want their money back. What should we do?
I don't have their money.
I thought I gave it to you.
But it was just an experiment. I donated it to the Red Cross of Reno.
What?
Red Cross of Reno.
Oh, we're gonna keep chasing and we'll be racing until we can somehow give them back some dough. Ho, ho.
But that's what's so funny, because we ain't got no money.
I have money.
You have money?
Well, yes, of course I have money. Doesn't everyone?
Sometimes.
Normally.
Under different circumstances.
Well, where did you get this money?
I won it.
Won it?
At the casino?
Of course not.
Then where?
I got it at the lovely spa at the Silver Dollar. I was the 1,000,000th customer. I was going in for a lovely spa treatment, something relaxing, you know, a little cucumber on the eyes, little facial mask, maybe a foot rub,
right.
Maybe even a mud bath. I haven't really decided. I mean, you know, the mud just gets everywhere, but that's like too much information. DMI?
Yes.
Anyway, I was going in there, and Paolo had just dropped me off, and you just wouldn't believe it. There I was, the 1,000,000th customer, and so they gave me money.
She's got money.
Give him the money.
No, give him the money.
Open the window. Keep it calm.
Excuse me. What are you doing, little man?
Huh?
What is it that you're doing?
These casino guys are chasing
us. That's my money you're throwing out the window?
Yeah, but...
And why would you be throwing my money? It's my money. I won it fair and square by going into the spa. Did you go into the spa and have lovely treatments? No. Because if you had, you'd be taking care of that weird, flaky skin condition you've got going there, but...
I think it's working, Mr. Bell. A lot of them are turning the other way now. Brad, keep shoving the money out the window.
Okay.
Arnie, we've got to get out of here fast. Where's the nearest wormhole?
There isn't a wormhole within 50 miles of here, Mr. Bell.
Some of those cops and sign spinners are still chasing us. The money doesn't interest them. They're catching up with us.
Arnie, you've got to get us some space here. You've got to get us some space.
Are you absolutely sure?
Of course I'm sure. Do what you have to do.
All right, stand by for nitro boosters.
Nitro boosters?
You said space, Mr. Bell, and that's where we're going.
You are the people who got yourselves into this mess. I'm just along for the ride.
You have been listening to episode
107
of Bells in the Bat Free.
Yeah.
All contents are copyright 2010 by John Bell.
That's me.
Thanks for listening. Join us again next time.
There are many things that we can all do that may help stop the spread of the coronavirus. But one thing we can all do is to have a plan in case you do get sick. First, consult with your healthcare provider for more information about monitoring your health for symptoms suggestive of COVID-19. Second, stay in touch with others by phone or email. You may need to ask for help from friends, family, neighbors, community health workers, or more if you become sick. And finally, determine who can care for you if your caregiver gets sick. For more information, go to cdc.gov and be well, everyone.